If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, welcome to just after 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, a Taco Tuesday, and the number 10 is significant because earlier this morning we made it our mission to pledge 10,000 tacos to L.A. Do your part. Stop and get a taco. Support some of these local taco stands. Business is struggling for a variety of reasons as to what is happening in Southern California right now. And we are doing our small part in really looking for more excuses to eat more tacos, but also potentially helping to change some lives for the better. And if you can be a part of it, that'd be great. Johnny is out right now picking up some tacos from one of the local taquerias by the radio station. There used to be three or four on the side of the street. Now it's down to just one, I believe.
They're officially open, though, this time.
They are open. 10 o'clock. It's taco time. So let's make it happen. And if you could, please get some tacos, take a picture, tag us in it at Klein Alley Show. And you could use the hashtag 10,000 tacos for LA or 10K for LA. Regardless, do your part. And by the way, 10K tacos is a lot better than running a 10K, someone pointed out.
Yeah, and you know, if we really put our minds to it, there was another texter who was like, why not a million?
Why not a million? Great question. Why stop? Let's just see if we can get the 10K and do our part to add a little bit of fuel to the local taco economy here in Southern California, and then we move on from there. Call it 20 right now. Let's give you some tickets. K-Rock's summer ticket blowout is officially happening, and because we are doing some bonus summer hours, you're not used to hearing our voices after 10 o'clock. I get it. Still weird being here. This is like the second time I grabbed my stuff and started walking out. And then Vanessa goes, turn it around, pal. Turn it around. Yeah. So here we are.
I bet we got food coming, so that makes it better.
We got tacos on the way, so this will be the greatest hour of your life. And we got tickets for you. Call it 20 right now. 21 Pilots. That's the band we have in store for you as we get into a brand new hour of the show. And perhaps the greatest hour of your life. So call us now and be a winner. Lots to get to this hour, including an old people secret. Help you live forever. We got that to look forward to.
Good one.
And much more. So if you need us, there's lots of ways to interact. The phones are full now, but they will not be soon. 800-520-1067 to call or to text. And thank you for discovering and or rediscovering K-Rock in the mornings on 106.7. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, but enough about us. Let's go ahead and make this about caller 20, which puts us on Tito. Good morning, Tito.
Yo, what's going on? Let's go.
San Pedro, call 20, which means you get yourself some tickets to 21 Pilots. Congratulations.
Let's go. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
Like Tito's Tacos.
Hey, yeah, do your part now and go eat some tacos today and spread the word and bring tacos for others. Get yourself a taco, get someone else a taco, share a taco. You know how it goes, Allie. We're just going to give everyone tacos.
Let's go.
We've got our first platter coming right now as soon as Johnny gets back from the taqueria, if he can find his way back to the K-Rock studios. And thank you, Tito. Hold on for your 21 Pilots tickets. You'll have another chance to win every hour, all day long, including coming up with Nicole in less than an hour. And those tickets will be to go see Lord.
Klein, if you are, say, going to dinner with a friend, but you're taking separate cars.
Always do.
Yeah, I'm totally about the separate cars. I'm fine with helping the environment and everything, but
nope.
You just want to go your separate ways. You don't want to have to carpool back to the house and do that weird, like, should we hang out? Should I go?
Sometimes I'll even do separate Ubers.
just one person in each Uber?
Yep, that's right. I like to keep it all separate.
So ridiculous.
Everyone likes their space.
But one person will do that thing where they're like, well, I know where it is, so why don't you follow me?
That's like a lost art form.
And I feel like that is something that people just don't do anymore. When I was with my mom over the weekend, she was like, oh, well, we were all going to the same place, obviously. And she was like, just hop in the car and follow me.
That's nice.
And it was a long distance, a one-hour drive.
Following someone, which used to be a go-to move, especially if you had multiple cars going to the same place.
Oh, my God. Just, remember, like, three or four cars
follow.
All
it's
following
It's like an
other?
Adventure, though. You know, you get a little bit of a
right,
you know,
it's like, oh, they got over. How am I going
to
get over? Oh, there's a car in front of us now in the middle. What are we going to do? Right. How do we get around this? Right.
Especially if the lead car has no etiquette, yes. That makes it more of a challenge.
There's a lot of pressure on the lead car because the lead car is the one that cannot do the thing where they kind of run the yellow, knowing that they're going to leave their buddies in the dust.
Because then you got to do the sad pullover. You got to pull over and wait for them to go through the light.
Yeah. And then, you know, that driver's thinking, God damn, can't these a-holes keep up?
Right.
I know.
Right. It's a tough position to be in, but also to be the back car has got its own issues you got to deal with as well. And I used to be a big fan. High school was a big fan of the follow move because it was almost like a fun funeral procession.
Yeah.
Like a funeral procession is not usually fun at all. And that's a big follow
but
move.
But it does require skill, I think, on both sides because there's somebody who's just not a good follower and they're lagging behind.
Allie's a great follower.
I'll follow anybody.
Top notch follower.
It's a good way to ditch someone if you don't want to be with them.
That's true. But now, because of Google Maps, like my mom is going, well, you follow. And then she calls me in the middle of it, like, I think I lost you. I was like, Mom, I have it in Google Maps. We don't need to do this anymore. We don't need to follow each other. We both have the same address. We're going to get there at similar times. And you don't need to freak out when you've, quote, lost me because this just isn't necessary.
I've also followed the wrong car before in the game of follow, which is never fun. Like, that's because somebody's like, oh, it's a black Tesla. And you're just behind the wrong idiot in a black Tesla.
And then they pull over and they're like, what are you following me for, you freak?
Yeah, but that was a pretty standard. That'll be one of those things where you talk to future generations about. And you're like, how did you used to get places? But like, it's the first person knew where we were going. We'd all just follow them.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what? That's so weird.
And that's. Person.
You must hate the follow because don't you like constantly on a daily basis think somebody's following you?
I pretend when I have a long drive or when I want to make my drive more exciting, I pretend one of the cars behind me is following
just
me.
Just for nostalgia.
And then for throwback. And then like sometimes I'll do a move where I pull over like Top Gun and let them like go right by me.
Okay.
And then I feel like I lost them and it makes me feel good. But there are definitely times where
it takes you so long to get home.
It does a lot of
videos. Everything else.
There's times when like cops, you know, when there's a cop behind me, I always assume I'm being followed. I'm very like.
Well, that's a following that's never going to go away.
Right, that feeling, that follow. But the idea of groups of friends, because a lot of times you'll say, "Just give me the address," and people will go. They like will go. No, no, just follow them. They wouldn't even want to give it away. Or if you know like a shady parking place, the only time I could think that still works now is let's say you're going somewhere and they're like, "Follow me. I got a good place where we can get our
actually,
cars."
Yeah, the last time I've really truly followed someone, I followed Jake because he had a specific parking hack.
He couldn't even
near
explain
Burbank
where it is.
Airport, and he couldn't even tell me where.
It's on an unmarked road. The road doesn't even have a name.
There's one specific stretch of that road. It was like three or four different like. It was like a 100-yard stretch, you know, where you could park. And you can't explain that to everybody. You have to follow
them. Well, if we end up doing this Vegas trip this summer that we're trying to put together.
I'm
sure this company's way too cheap to fly anyone anywhere. So maybe at the very least, we could do like a bring back the convoy and do like a legitimate, like we're all meeting here and then we're following.
Just one person at the front. A
lot of pressure.
So many followers.
We got to all get through the light on La Brea.
Someone has to pee. Pass it down.
And now I understand why it's been replaced by better technology. Hey, Rock. Klein Alley Show. First time hearing you guys after 10 o'clock, says 323. It's a treat like shrimp. Well, there you go. Well said.
Right.
It is a treat like shrimp. We got a secret that will help you live forever. If you would not like to die today, then I hope you listen to the old people because the elderly community, especially the, what are they called? The
centennials?
Centenarian.
No, centenarians.
Super centenarians, the ones that live past 100
How can Vanessa randomly pronounce centenarian?
Crazy.
Because we have to look up old people's secrets every week.
I know, but you can't even say
Jack
Black, right? So that was surprising.
Centenarian.
She can't even say succulent, but she can say
something
there.
I know, it's amazing. All right.
Anyway, we have old people secrets on the show each and every week. We listen to the old people. If you want to learn, you have to listen to what they say because it's worked for them, or are they sabotaging us so that we all die off young and they get all the glory? It's time for old people secrets. Here we go.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
Time for some old people secrets.
This person's very old. 110. We go 110-year-old today. Which,
do you think Vanessa could say it three times in a row?
No way. You want to go $20?
Yep.
All right. $20, me and Omar. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Centenarian.
Whoa!
It's because it's written in Spanish. Like, it makes sense. That writing of centenarian makes sense in my brain.
Okay.
So I can say it.
The writing of every other word
does not.
If the including white and black. Doesn't make sense how it's written, then it doesn't make sense how to say it.
Wow.
Could she say the comedian Sebastian that we've given tickets away to before? Could she say that name one time in a row?
Sebastian Vanish something.
Right. And yeah. Ricky.
Rick and Gervais.
That's two syllables.
That's
everyone.
That old piece of furniture, the old Rick and Gervais. All right. Well, anyway, she's gotten so. That's the one word. That's your word.
Wow, yeah, that's it. So cool.
What's the word again?
Centenarian.
Wow.
Unbelievable. My mind is blown. Anyway, here's a centenarian, as Vanessa said, who wants to share with us the secret. So here we go.
In the South Valley, family and friends gathered to celebrate an amazing birthday.
Yeah, Dolly Pedroza is 110 years old.
Now, that is 110 is real, but that is also old. And Dolly is one of them names, man. It's like a real one of those old names is kind of making a resurgence now.
I've seen it as a good dog name.
Great dog name.
It's a good dog name.
But that's usually the life cycle. It's an old person name, then kind of we kind of test it out with dogs. It rolls for a bit, and then we start going, yeah, let's give it back to babies again. Let's bring it back to the humans.
Yeah, but anyone named Dolly who's 110 does not have any teeth left.
No, she doesn't listen.
Dolly Pedroza is 110 years old.
More can it never feel.
Oh, man. She's having a great time.
So she's loving life
right now.
She's getting that medicated applesauce. But regardless, we're about to find out what is her secret, and we can all put in our bets.
She was born on November 29th in 1913. In 1930, at age 17, Dolly married her sweetheart, Jack Russell.
A dog.
Oh.
She married a dog.
Jack. Again, a great person name.
Right. Yeah,
that's so old that dog
eventually named it after a dog
the
species.
Dog breed was named after that guy. That's the original breed, yeah. Jack Russell. That's unbelievable. That's crazy. That really is old right there. My God. That's
in 1930, at age 17, Dolly married her sweetheart, Jack Russell, and moved to California 5 years later.
I think they call it California back then.
Oh, back in the, yeah, it didn't have the A at the end.
She had seven children during her 41-year marriage before Russell passed away.
That's good for a dog. That's a good life right there.
That's great, you got
to do the math.
Dolly remarried and has two stepdaughters. Dolly let us in on her secret to a long life.
All right, 110, so she must know something. And obviously she married the dog, had a good long marriage there, got married again. But what do you believe she will say is the reason that she was able to successfully live to 110?
She's going
to
say, stay regular.
Stay regular as far as what?
Bowel movements.
Okay, stay regular with the bowels, Jake.
You gotta have fun and not take yourself so seriously.
Not take yourself so seriously. Omar, what will be her secret?
Since she doesn't have any teeth, she lost them due to having a sweet tooth. So I think she's going to say something like, you know, have a sweet treat every day.
Sweet treat, like shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sweet no. treat.
I'd love her to say that just so they don't have to get up.
Thank you. Back to you, Tom.
The reporter would have to put on that hurricane gear they wear, which you just for sure to say that. All right, here we go. This is the answer.
Wait, she's, Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa, what is her secret for a long life?
Just be friends with dogs, not cats.
All right, here we go. This is an old lady, and she's 110, so what she says must be pretty much as good as God speaking, because she's the same age.
Dolly let us in on her secret to a long life.
Just eat whatever I want to eat. Go to bed when I want to go to bed.
We love it. Dozens of family and friends saying happy birthday.
We love it. We thought we'd get something better is what that really means.
Oh, man, that's not good.
We love it. Dozens of family and friends saying happy birthday to her. 110.
Eat what you want to eat and go to bed when you want to go to bed.
Oh, we love it.
All right, we love it again. When you say it twice, we really don't believe
you. We really do love it.
All right, so if you want to live forever, just listen to that woman. We've never had a repeat old people secret, which means clearly there is no rhyme or reason to it. But Dolly eats what she wants to eat. Oh, we should have pointed out she's 9,000 pounds. She's very big, Dolly. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. It's officially Taco Tuesday, and we are celebrating by making a pledge that between us and our listeners, we believe that we can help purchase an additional 10,000 tacos to help some of the many taco vendors that are having hard times right now with all that is happening with the ICE raids here in Southern California. Some afraid to set up shop. Others are losing business. People are not there buying as much as they used to. They are. It's something that we didn't realize was as big of a deal as it was until we had our buddy Memo from LA Taco join us last week, and he said that it's one of the things that we're not necessarily seeing, but it is a huge thing. So this morning we made this a commitment, and we will hopefully continue doing this. And someone said, let's just do 1 million tacos, and why not? It is selfishly a reason we can eat more tacos, but selflessly, it's a way that we can help our community.
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
It's not a joke. They took all my employees.
They're afraid. Or people that are coming, you know, to get a quick bite are not coming out because they're scared to be out.
ICE has started to abduct taqueros at taco trucks.
Business is so bad, he's parked his food truck for now and won't take it out.
This area is usually packed shoulder to shoulder, but in the days since ICE began its raids, business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse. 10,000 tacos for L.A.
About to make our first big taco purchase. Johnny is right now standing at a taqueria. Johnny, where are you?
I'm right here at Leo's Tacos on the corner of Venice and La Brea.
And a crowd of people are pretty thin right now. It's a little early in the morning for many to enjoy tacos, but not us.
Yeah, we're right here at Rope Shop, but I'm here with a couple customers, and they're still setting up tables and canopies, but yeah, we're here. And
are you spreading the word about our campaign for 10,000 tacos for people to step it up, buy an extra taco, bring some tacos to friends, eat tacos when they were normally going to do spaghetti?
Yes, I'm here with a couple locals who are translating for me with the people that work here at the taco truck, and it seems to be going good so far.
Translating into what, English? Because you speak Spanish too, don't you?
Yeah, pero mi español es muy malo. Estoy aprendido.
What do you need from them? Do you need anything or just letting them know that?
Oh, no, I'm getting a translation really quick. Hold on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You think they're translating into Johnny in English?
We're here to order tacos and have all of our listeners spread the word that we're going to try to eat 10,000 tacos and help small businesses all around Los Angeles.
You're going to pay for them now?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to order tacos. Yeah, we're going to get tacos and food right now. Okay. Yeah.
Johnny, I didn't give you enough money to buy 10,000 right now. So I don't want that. I don't want to
get... You have the money? Give me the money. Yikes.
I don't want to get the guy too excited because we cannot buy 10,000 right now. But
no, let's start with a dozen.
We'll get things going, and hopefully this inspires others. And we've been getting people that have been tagging us. We're asking our listeners, buy tacos, tag us in the tacos, hashtag 10K for LA, as we are attempting to, as a community, eat 10,000 tacos over the next few days and do our small part to help people that are struggling right now.
Johnny, what are the best tacos they got there? They got, because they probably got like carne asada, pollo, but then they've got like beef tongue and tripe and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have lengua. They have tortas also too, but I'm always going for al pastor. That's the one I always love to get at parties.
They got the pineapple trick they do. I like that pineapple trick. The al pastor.
Do you guys have the pineapple trick?
You don't have to ask that question.
They said, let's see the money first again.
All right. We're not swingers here.
Johnny's asleep with that guy's wife now.
Johnny's going to get violated at the taco truck.
All right, well, 10K for Johnny's D. That's what we would say.
Johnny,
bring back some tacos and we can all celebrate together, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Leo's tacos are fire, according to the text line. I'm not too far away. I'm going to head over there and have some tacos for breakfast. Let's go. 1 million tacos. If we do 1 million tacos, we'll Klein pierce his penis. No. What are we talking about here?
Or his tajinas.
All right. Listen, it's been an eventful day, to say the very least. Please enjoy some tacos today, not just on Tuesday, but all week long. Let's keep this going and just let us know. Vanessa's going to keep the tally going on back there. She's been keeping track during the show. Do we want to get an official check of the tally right now? These are all people that have pledged or gotten tacos already this morning.
I know we've gotten a ton of pledges on text. I haven't been monitoring our socials or the live stream.
Our goal is 10,000 tacos in L.A. We'd like to do it, but yeah, it'd be nice to get it done by the end of the week. But where are we currently at right now? Don't sugarcoat it. Give us the real number.
Due to the fact that it's 10:40, we're about 5.
Okay.
Wait, 5?
There are more people that have pledged their tacos.
500?
Well, pledging, I thought I was looking for photos of tacos.
Yeah, that's got to be pictures only. And I know a lot of taco places don't even open till now. 500, you're saying?
5 tacos. So
5.
5 tacos, guys. guys, let's get to 1,000. Let's get to 10,000. Let's do it.
All right, there's the hype. Tacos for breakfast.
Anytime we're not feeling motivated, we're going to go to Vanessa to keep pumping us up.
All right,
tacos for lunch, tacos for dinner.
All right, we got it. Well said.
Centenarians.
That's right. I bet she couldn't have done it that
time. She can't say dinner, but she can say centenarians.
All right, let's get out of here. Takeaways from today's show.
Are they serving brains? Johnny should get one of those.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they have any brain tacos. I should get one of those for sure. Is that possible? Maybe they could just smash him in the head with a spatula. All right, what do we got? Takeaways from today's show.
Okay, 818, my takeaway is Guava Girls for Life. 213, my takeaway is Klein likes his man wonders. 626, my takeaway is Pizookies are better than BJs. And 909, my takeaway is centenarian.
If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the complete show, available wherever it is your podcast. Just search Klein Alley Show or search K-Rock. Thank you in advance for downloading and subscribing. And I know a lot of you are new to the show, perhaps, don't know our voices, and probably hate what you're hearing right now, but you're too lazy to change the station. Give it 3 days, and then I think you'll come around. Or at least you will then make the wise decision to change the station forever.
Brianna also had a takeaway. Get him, Joanne!
Gotta get him, Joanne. Gotta get him. Jake, what's your takeaway, bud?
Allie does a great big tooth.
She does a great impression of the girl with big teeth.
Come on, Alan.
She does.
We're
going to
be together forever.
Spoil every
What's
one of your
wrong?
Favorite shows.
Why are you so sad?
Omar, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, my takeaway is no snot rockets in the pool.
No snot rockets. That's the official new pool rule of 2025. Let's go ahead and spread it. If you have a Sharpie, you can add it to whatever pool rule list you see at any pool you go to. People will appreciate you. Allie, you got a takeaway?
Say something.
We'll do it tomorrow. We will try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, you can find us on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT, on social media at Klein Alley Show. And that is it for us. All right, bye.